Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
Hey there, thank you for checking in. Welcome to another fun episode. Yes, you get just me. I guess I'm starting to get a little more comfortable doing solo episodes. You know, I get very comfortable being curious about the lives of others and things that they have going on. And, you know, my producers, every now and then they share with me, you know, Michelle, people, they're interested in what you've got going on too. So I'm excited about this week's episode. And again, I appreciate y'all for always tuning in every week, downloading the episodes. Y'all, that is so important. I could not be in another season of Checking In. Now, by the time y'all hear this episode, I will be in Ireland. Yes, Ireland. I'll be in Ireland. You're like, what's going on in Ireland? I'm filming something. I'm filming something pretty cool. Now, I'm not sure why it's being filmed in Ireland, But that's where I'll be. Literally, by the time you get your ears to this episode. But I'm excited. Maybe I'll see some relatives that are there. Yes, I have Irish family members. I won't go too much into details because I get nervous about revealing certain names and all that stuff because you know them security questions you have to go through when you're trying to get into an account. Yeah, and people are crazy. Folks, they take notes of it, almost everything you say. So that's why I don't do those games on Facebook where it says, tell me the street you grew up in when you were a child. Tell me, nope. Because I think people be taking that data that we just so freely be thinking we're playing a game, and all along they trying to get the answers to your security questions. But y'all go on, have fun. But again, I didn't mean to go down that rabbit hole. Basically, what I'm saying is, yes, I do have Irish family members, and I did my ancestry. And the reason why I know it is fact, because some of my ancestry came back with, it detected Irish ancestry, all right, along with Nigerian and Ghanaian, okay? All right, cool. So I'm excited, okay? These past few weeks have been absolutely amazing. I spoke at Dillard University, performed at the Las Vegas Raiders game. Not this past Sunday that y'all just passed, but the last Sunday. I was supposed to do that game a couple weeks ago, but I came down with the flu. Nope, it was not COVID. We tested for COVID. It was not COVID. It was just this flu that's running around. So I could not, I was afraid that I would not be able to perform at my best. So we rescheduled it. So I was able to do the Raiders game 2 weeks ago. Then literally flew from Vegas to the Dominican Republic, which I shared in the last episode, and came back from the Dominican Republic. And why do I feel like a few days after that, was it Thanksgiving? Yes. So literally we got back from the Dominican Republic that weekend. And then, yeah, the following week was Thanksgiving. So, how did y'all's holiday turn out? I know everybody don't celebrate it. How did your Friendsgiving? Mine was more like a Friendsgiving. I hosted Thanksgiving for the second time in my life. The first time I hosted Thanksgiving was back home in Illinois. And when all my family members left, there was a greasy, literally a palm print. And I remember whose palm print it was. It was my uncle. His greasy palm print on my walls. And I said, I'm not hosting Thanksgiving again. Even though that's nothing that a magic eraser can't scrub off, or a little bit of, you know, dishwashing detergent or liquid, whatever you want to call it, in a little microfiber cloth. But yeah, so yeah, I just did a little gathering in my home, got all the fixings, cooked a few little things the night before. We did the regular, some crab stuff, deviled eggs, some greens, some yams, some macaroni and cheese. I cooked dressing for the first time in my life, and it was off the chain. I used real buttermilk cornbread, like not the instant kind. I didn't use my favorite kind. They shall go unnamed, but it's my favorite kind. It's a sweeter type of cornbread. I hope you're picking up what I'm putting down. But I used a regular cornmeal, you know, buttermilk cornmeal, and it was divine. It was amazing. What else? Some desserts. We had pound cake, pumpkin delight. And you guys already know, pumpkin is acquired taste for me, but it was good. It was really, really, really good. It was really good. Okay. And the way that it was made, with the spices and everything in it, I was like, okay, let me stop hating on pumpkin. Okay, what I'm trying to not talk about is the turkey. The turkey was fabulous. It was a smaller turkey because I wasn't expecting that many people. So I dry brined it the night before and we spatchcocked it. Spatchcocking is when you you take the scissors or your whatever your cutting device is for meat and you cut the spine off and you kind of flatten the breasts up in the front. Did that. And I think we should have just stopped with the dry brine. Or maybe we didn't need to dry brine it. I don't know. But we injected it with some Creole butter. Like, oh my gosh. And just kind of seasoned it, seasoned the top a little more. Because I was reading where it says you're supposed to season the meat generously. Oh, it was smelling so good. But it was a little salty. I think all the brining and the injecting of the bird. Yeah. What do y'all think? Tell me how you, if you roast in a turkey, what do you do? A lot of people smoke their turkey. And one day I am going to get a smoker because I do love smoked turkey for sure. I love how it tastes. I love smoked meats. It tastes really, really, really good. And then maybe we ate the leftovers for about a day or two. And then like Plies has said, you guys have to watch his rules for Thanksgiving. It's time to get rid of the Thanksgiving leftovers, okay? I can imagine. I wonder how much food poisoning. I wonder how many people go to the emergency room for food poisoning around the holidays. Because maybe people don't clean properly, meaning your kitchen, your utensils, and or people don't maybe clean the meat, or you know, I don't know if salmonella begins to form. You tell me. I don't know. Now, I'm just now recovering kind of from Thanksgiving. I won't go into details, but yeah, I believe I'm not supposed to eat dairy. I got a feeling I probably have to lay off gluten. But I'm afraid to take the test because I'm afraid it's going to tell me that everything that I love is bad for me. So we'll see, guys. We'll see. I was excited about Thanksgiving and I was excited to tell y'all all about it.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field. From free business coaching to tailored training an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
So Thanksgiving was Thursday. Spent the whole day chilling. Friday, Saturday morning, I took an early flight to Los Angeles. Checked in my room. Had a few hours of downtime. Then Jason Bolin arrives with all the goodies. He arrives with all the goodies. Yes, I went to Los Angeles for Beyonce's Renaissance movie premiere. And y'all heard me talking to my girl Nona Jones a little bit about social anxiety. I think the pandemic, we all got so cozy being in our homes, being able to literally work virtually, that now bigger events kind of spook me out. But this was with family, so and I know how to get in and get out. I know where to sit. I know I look at the exit signs. And I just plan my exit, okay? So yes, let's get back to about, Jason Bolin arrived at my hotel Saturday around, it was before 11 a.m., and just bags and bags. He had this rack. He rode this big old rack into my room. It was so cool. Him and Meek and his photographer, Marcus. So he pulls out all these clothes, and you probably can see some of the behind the scenes on his page. Go to Stylist J Bolin on Instagram, and you can see some of the behind the scenes footage. You know, Jason knows me to be a little safe. He does push me a little bit, but I didn't know he was gonna push. Okay, what's the young man on Instagram? Does he go by King Push? Let me see his page. It just made me think of him because he did a fashion review. Is it King? What's his name? Oh, that's Pusha T. That's not. Y'all know who I'm talking about, the young man. I feel horrible. He's absolutely hilarious. Yes, King's Daily Push. Okay, so Jason Boland, he pushed me a little bit. He pushed me to show a little more than I personally like to show. So I was like, okay. Listen, y'all. I do a lot in the faith-based world. I'll go ahead and say I do a lot. And some people would call it ministry, right? But yet the world knows me from the mainstream, right? So it's balancing when to give it. But I also have to balance, okay, the realm of life that I'm choosing to walk in, a realm that I believe that I am divinely, I believe a realm that God is pushing me to, right? So I do kind of battle, like, man, should I wear this? Should I do that? Before, it was because I just didn't want to show my legs because I didn't like my legs, right? But now sometimes it's like, man, should I wear this? What are, yes, okay, I'll say it. I'll be vulnerable. It is the, what are people going to say? And I told Jason, I said, I just don't want to look like I'm trying too hard. You know what I mean? You ever see somebody on the red carpet and you be like, what? Now, you know that ain't you. What are you doing? But I don't know. Jason has something about him where I will allow him to push me because I feel like he won't, his intentions are different as it relates to me. And he knows me. He knows what I do. So, yeah, I just shared something with y'all. So please, let's keep this safe. If you have any words of encouragement that you want to send my way, please do. I already know a couple of y'all will, because weekly you guys always send me words of encouragement. And I actually look forward to some of the DMs that I get from my babies. So yeah, we do a fitting. We try on a variety of things. Some outfits I'm more comfortable in. Then there were three outfits and the one blue outfit. But I didn't know if we were supposed to wear a lot of color on the red carpet because the Renaissance tour, especially the last, in September when she asked everybody to wear silver, you know, that was her birthday month. And so I didn't know, you know, should we stick in the silver category? Should we wear black? You know, black is always amazing. It's timeless. It's classic. It's chic. You know, I love black, you know, and the dress that we ultimately went with, I told Jason, I said, Jason, I did tulle already. Tulle is a form of fabric. I believe it's spelled T-U-L-L-E. I said, Jason, I already wore a black tulle number at Miss Tina's gala a couple years ago. And it was black. I just don't think I should do that again. But what people don't know, we chose that dress too because Beyonce and Kelly, they both have worn those structured shoulders. And Beyonce wore, I think, almost 2 years in a row to a Roc Nation brunch. And so we have a little inside joke about that. And so I told her yesterday, I told her why I wore it. And I thought that was pretty cool. So it was basically a tribute to her, okay? So that was a lot of fun. But y'all, the tulle was a lot. The back of my shoe was getting caught in the fabric. I could walk like maybe three steps and then Jason would have to come and untangle me. And sitting down in the movie theater, I had to pick an aisle seat. I had to sit on the end because I felt like, I said, if I get up and have to go to the bathroom, I'm right on the end. And I don't have to try to crawl through a lot of people. Tyler Perry was sitting a few seats down from me. And he had to get up and use the bathroom. And so before the movie started, he literally said, okay, we got to come up with an exit plan. So I was trying to figure out how I would angle my body in the seat. So when he would have to get up to go to the bathroom, he could, you know, we could try to figure it out. You know, then a couple people, other people had to get up. I was like, Lord Jesus. So I was like, was sitting on the end a good idea? It was good technically for the dress, but I don't know if I thought about it as far as because other people having to get in and out. But it seemingly was a moment. And I wear things because I like it. I personally have never put on an outfit with the mindset, oh, this is going to eat the girls up. Oh, this is going to slay, honey. Ooh, 4 plus 4. It's 8. I'm going to eat. No. And that's the real truth. This is not false humility. Some stuff I wear, you know, it's pretty, or I feel like it accentuates things properly that I want shared or to show. But apparently it was a moment. And so I literally posted it before I walked in the premiere, and we could not have our phones. So I couldn't see any comments or anything till probably almost 4 hours later. And I chose not to read them. I'm just now kind of reading a few. I chose not to read any of the comments only because I was scared. I didn't want to see anybody criticizing and like taking the air out of the room, so to speak. And I've been doing that a lot lately. It depends on what I'm posting, but sometimes my post literally is I said what I said and I'm walking away. So in this moment, most times when I post, I do engage. You know, I'll like something or I'll respond to something. But in this case, y'all, it's hard to kind of peruse through. Let's see, 6,700 comments. And I'm appreciative of it. But I was like, no. You guys have at it. I could feel the love. And so we'll see. I think the last time I wore something like this, similar, with the legs kind of out, was the Super Bowl performance with B. So that was 10 years ago, literally 10 years ago. So the running joke that I have with friends and family is it's going to be another 10 years before y'all see my legs. So take a screenshot, sketch it, do whatever you got to do, however you want to memorialize this moment, because you might not see it again. I'm just playing. We had a few good choices. Jason Bolin, Juanice did my makeup. Carl did hair, the glam team. They are LA based. Jason's assistant, her name is Tamika Smith. She's amazing. So Jason, the photographer, and his assistant, Meek, they are all Dallas based. So it was a joy, and it was very thoughtful that Jason decided to fly to LA for that moment. And we got a couple more moments coming up before the year is over. A few appearances that I have to make. So I'm really excited about working with him some more.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, all right. I know y'all want to know, you know, what can I tell y'all about the movie? I posted my thoughts about it, but literally every day this week, I'm going to be processing every moment. I've been told I'm a slow processor, meaning I can be in discussion with someone, I could read something or I can watch something on television, and it takes me a while to process it. So I told you guys what I initially processed, which is something consistent that I've said maybe a couple of years in a row now. I've heard her say, I can't recall if it was the Coachella when we were in rehearsals. I can't recall. And of course, you're always going to have someone at, you could be getting your hair done. You're doing something creative and you tell somebody, I want this. And some people's response is, well, I don't know if you can do that because I've never seen it before, or that it's very hard to attain, it's very hard to get, or this item is on back order. Or for her, it could be this lighting cue is too difficult to do. We would have to go back and reprogram the entire show. And if it's something she wants, she will probably say, reprogram the show. And we don't mean that from a diva standpoint, but it's kind of like, I know it can be done. And I apologize that if it's an inconvenience to you. So it's almost, you could be sitting in the hair salon, you know, to get your hair done. And you decide maybe at the last minute that you want a couple highlights. Well, you know, if I do highlights, I'm going to have to mix the bleach. It's going to be a little extra time. I'm like, well, you get paid, ain't you? You need a little more body. I'm sorry. It's a little inconvenient. Now, it depends. That might be apples and oranges because I don't know. But people will always try to tell you why something can't be done. Very seldom do you run into people that say, okay, this is a last minute request, but let me figure out how this can be done. At this point, when you've been working with somebody long enough, you already know they're going to come with changes. They're going to, or they might like something last week, and then this week they're like, no, I'm not feeling that. It just doesn't resonate with with the story that I'm trying to tell. And as creatives, you have to know that that's okay. You have to know that it is okay to change your mind. Even if you're not in the creative field, the field of entertainment, it's okay to change your mind, you know? So I really, really, really like that being shown in this film as well. It had been a couple years in the process. I won't give the exact number of years because she says it in the movie, but she's been working on this show for a while. And you'll see a lot of amazing, amazing moments. I don't want to give too much away, but I believe when you see it, it will all make sense. If it does not convict you or inspire you, you might want to check your pulse. The reason why I say that, as I stated yesterday, I know a lot of people are exhausted and you're tired. You're like, I'm doing everything. You know, when I come home from work, I got to take care of my family. You know, when I leave this house, I got to put on my executive hat. I got to put on the boss hat. I've got to put on the student hat. And you're literally not alone. So I hope that when you see what other people are doing, that it inspires you to resurrect some dreams that you have probably put to the side. I saw someone tell me yesterday, well, of course, whatever she dreams, she can make it happen. That's what you do when you're rich. And I understand when you're when you are discouraged and you feel like nothing is going your way, that's your default answer. Well, when you got money, you can make stuff happen. Destiny's Child didn't always have money. Beyonce, you'll see in the movie, and she states it over and over. Miss Tina, they had to make stuff by hand because fashion houses wouldn't style a group of four girls, a group of four black girls. Heck, when I got in the group and it became three, you know, it was getting tough for fashion houses to style three people. So what I'm trying to say is when you watch the growth and trajectory of somebody, you got to know they didn't always have the money. Meaning they didn't always have a budget. She's where she is because of knowing how to work with what you got. So I would kind of refrain from letting that be a default. Well, of course you'll be able to do something. You can afford to do it. But everybody couldn't know. The reason why someone is able to afford to do something now is because they learned to work with nothing prior. So your hard work, your determination, your consistency, literally keeping your head down, not worrying about what the naysayers are going to say, I believe that that continues to keep people further along and excelling. So I said what I said, and I'm going to stick to it. There are many people who have made it. I tell y'all the story about when we went to the Dominican Republic, and one of the adults who was a former Compassion sponsored child, grew up in poverty, no running water, no bed, no food, but ended up being the top neurosurgeon, one of the top neurosurgeons in the Dominican Republic. So we can't always use that excuse. Well, I didn't have, well, so-and-so is only where they are today because they got money. A lot of people literally start from zero, start from nothing. But again, I looked at that comment with compassion and empathy, because I'm like, this is probably someone who is discouraged, who feels like maybe things that they put their hand to fail. I hope to God you're just not a bitter person and you just versus, man, I wonder if this person is just discouraged. So I prayed for that person. It's like, man, you know, I hope they, whatever it is that they've been wanting to do, that they are able to do it. And so I definitely, definitely felt inspired. There's one other word that I have that I'll discuss probably on the next episode. I'm trying to process it. I'm trying to figure out if it's something that I want to share because it's something personal. So I just wonder if y'all know me, I'll eventually share it. But the movie, it's tons of fun. You will find yourself clapping at certain segues. Me and Miss Tina were sitting next to each other at the premiere. She's like, why am I clapping like I'm at the actual concert? Because it will make you clap. You're going to be bobbing your head. Y'all will hear her do things vocally that probably got drowned out at the actual concert. Now, if you have a musician's ear, a singer's ear, any type of musical ear, you can, and you were trying to hone in on what she was doing vocally on stage at the actual concert, like I was doing, because I'm like, she's killing it, right? But y'all, you'll get to really hear some of the vocal stuff that this girl was doing that probably went missed because of all the other elements going on. Everybody screaming the lights, so your focus could have got somewhere else. But baby, y'all better listen for them riffs. The technique. Okay. All right. That's all I'm gonna say. Yes, please do. Please do. And if for nothing else, if you want to go see it, if you feel like you've been in a creative slump, maybe you've had writer's block, you're just discouraged, go see it. Go see it. You'll also love seeing her as a mother, a friend, a wife. You'll love seeing it. All right. So yes, had fun. I had a blast this past week. Like I said, Thanksgiving, flying to LA, and I could not wait to come and tell y'all all about it. Okay. So I'm thinking by the time I talk to y'all next week will be December 4th. So the movie would have been out. So I cannot wait to hear y'all's thoughts. Okay. So what I'm going to do is maybe before the year is out, I want to pluck a few of you guys to maybe let's do a podcast together. I want to maybe do a we'll see. And maybe we'll just summarize my podcast episodes throughout the years, and what has been resonating with you. So look out. If you see a request from myself or someone from the Black Effect, where we want you to check in, okay? All right, I'll see y'all later. All right, thank y'all so much for checking in. I appreciate you so, so much. Bye.
Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, Let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle.
Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.